let me bang.
I do let you bang.
Hey, let me bang you, Jamie, man.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Let you bang.
Greetings, nerds and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
And I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. I'm here with Jason Mayhem Miller. You look good, man.
Yeah, I look fucking handsome. Got a haircut. Oh, wait, you're not supposed to cuss in the first minutes of your YouTube videos.
I don't care. But listen, no, but I saw you with your shirt off with your teammates. You got a six pack again.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Listen, for a little bit, I had like those side abs, but I like ate those away.
No, dude, when you got out of, one of the times, like you were obese. I didn't want to say anything.
Let me like tell you a little secret, all right, about rehabilitation. When you go into rehabilitation, that means you're like giving up some type of dopamine, right? You're giving up some substance that did you a bunch of dopamine, and the one that you replace it with is food. Everybody, like, that's the key to healing up. When you run yourself ragged like you're a party animal, your whole body is deteriorated, but you look kind of good because all the fat stores are used up for your drug abuse. Yeah. And, so you look like this kind of creepy ghoul, sort of a heroin chic, sexy person, but you're not. And then you blow up and get fat. Yeah. And then, I mean, that's important, I think, because you need some type of like, because like, substance is all like fake love. You know, it's like fake love. Like it just pretends and makes you like feel warm and fuzzy, but it's chipping away at your life, like, you know. And then to go into a warm, quiet place where you're like just shoving food in your face and learning how to live your life without that, it'll make you fat. So I recommend anybody go get fat for a little bit. It will save your life.
How bad is the food in jail too?
Yeah. You know, here's the thing, right? Is that I realize, like, from training camp perspective, how expensive it is to, like, feed a bunch of soldiers, you know? But jail doesn't have that problem. They just have a deal with warehousing you. So they just, during COVID, I ate bologna sandwich, eggs for breakfast. Bologna sandwich for lunch, bologna sandwich for dinner, and then cereal for breakfast. Bologna, bologna, eggs. That's all I ate all during COVID.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's why I got obese.
Well, the good news is that you look great.
I'm working out stand-up bits to all this painful shit that I went through. So I appreciate you kind of asking me about that.
Sometimes I can't give a compliment without being given, and I have to work.
Dude, I'm the worst myself, bro. The other day I told somebody, oh man, I don't know, back-ass handed compliment. I don't even remember it, but I do it too.
Dude, me and my dad went to this. We belong to this this Soho House thing in Malibu.
Oh, bro, that's my dream. You really are living the Hollywood dream, bro.
And my wife wanted to go see the girl. What was it? Heidi Montag was like performing.
Bro, again, I have that same problem. My girl loves that girl, and Spencer friggin' Pratt.
He was
where
there.
Is that bad guy?
So she performed this, like, she's like a pop star now, and she was performing in front of, like, I mean, it was like a private show. There must have been 25 people there, you know. And afterwards, when I went up to her, I'm like, hey, you did a great job, and she was great. It was you know, not easy for her. Almost felt like it was a show and tell play that you do with like your family on like holidays and stuff. And,
real dog,
I'm pretty sure. Is that Bill or?
No, I turn on the Japanese channel. What do you think? Yeah, it was Bill.
Oh, they
and now we can't hear him when he tries to talk.
The worst. So anyway, so afterwards, my dad goes up to Heidi Montag, and he's like,
"You can."
And he goes, and you know, she looks great. She did great. It was fine. Spencer was there. My dad goes up to her. My dad's like, "Hey, you did a great job. You know, you're way prettier up close." And I'm just like, what? Why? Like, and it was just like, oh, thank you. And it was like, I'm like, why would you tell her you're prettier up close?
Bro,
like,
I just remember.
It's better than
what
saying
I
you're
did.
Prettier far away.
Yeah. What were you saying, Jason?
I remembered what I did.
What you
did? I did a podcast. I recorded a bunch of new podcasts, some funny ass comedians. And a big fat black comedian, I got skinnier, and I told him, man, I was like, congratulations on your transformation. You look really buff right now, and before you look like a large grimace-like creature.
Did he laugh or no?
Yeah, he laughed. So, you know what I mean? If it's funny, you can get away with insulting somebody, especially if you're insulting the past them.
Right.
You know, because the them they are today is much better. You know,
yeah.
That's the beauty of
think,
it.
I think men are better at that. I hate to say it, but I think men are better at telling people they used to be fat or ugly or like their girl's prettier now than she used to be a fat hot. Whatever it is, I feel like women are not as, what's up, Bri? Why are you giving me that? Are you just going to come in on these moments?
Busted by your wife.
Dude, she gave me a look like, why? Don, how are you? It just says Don Fry. I can't see Don Fry. I can't hear Don Fry. It literally just says Don Fry.
Pretty soon it's going to be the ghost of Don Fry, and that will be on the podcast every week.
It may have always been the ghost of Don. No, Bill, you're at an airport right now?
Yeah, is there noise pollution? I can't tell.
No, finally, this is the best I've actually heard you, understood you.
Bro, this is the best he's ever showed up on the podcast in the freaking airport.
Now, where are you flying to and why?
I mean, not to brag, but I'm flying to Buffalo.
Oh, nice. You doing a show out there?
Yeah.
Nice. A helium, yeah. Or helium or the funny bone?
Yeah, exactly. Helium.
Not, who,
how is it? I've never been there.
No, I'm never really doing it.
Something Jewish.
Don, is there any other place in your house on the planet that has I could actually see you and maybe hear every third word, just not every sixth word. Like every, I could decipher every third word. Ah, shit, partner. Oh, fuck, criminy. Okay, so all right, so Mayhem's gone. I'm just looking at a fucking Fats Maru right now. Bill's going to Buffalo. Who are you working with, Bob? Bill, are you headlining? Please tell me you're headlining. No,
My milkshake doesn't bring the boys to the yard, Adam. I need to get on Gutfeld or something. Because
are you working with the German Hasselhoff reincarnation?
I'm working with Hasselhoff number two.
Really? Is that who you're working with? Or the hot Asian girl?
Yeah.
Or like, I don't know, Phil? The
No. It's yeah, the German. I'm working with the German.
Oh, good. Because a lot of times, like, now it's all,
yeah.
Like, now every comedian I know who's, like, you or, like, really good comics that are standalone headliners are like, I'm like, how's it going? Great. I'm touring with, you know, Steve the Mailman. He's huge on TikTok. Or I'm with Steve, or like Phil the Nurse. He's the funny nurse. Or I'm with Jim the Construction Worker. He's the funny.
I'm with the German underwear model. But
you're
let me just say
this. German underwear model.
After touring with Jeremy Piven and Jamie Kennedy and Jay Moore, this is like the best person to tour with I've ever had.
This guy's name is Mario. He's like a young model.
Bro, you guys are friends with Mario?
And I thought he was gay when I met him because he handed me a poster of him with four naked men, basically, in their underwear.
Yes.
And
I think he probably thought he was gay when he met you.
Yeah, I thought he was gay when he met him because we blew each other.
But I think he's married to a girl.
He is, bro. I've hung out with her. She's beautiful. She's so nice. Like, they're partners. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's a good guy. That guy, that dude is fucking rock solid. He's hilarious.
No, he's a big,
he should have been
guy.
An engineer. He should have been something, but he's a comedian instead. God bless him. We love that he's here.
The nicest dude.
Yeah.
I'm wearing my Don Fry shirt. So Don, even if you could talk, I could pretend it's the shirt talking. If that's
don't do it, partner.
Oh, God damn it.
Oh, fuck. My fucking ex-wife took my horse, motherfucker. Fuck that.
Wife took my Wi-Fi connection.
Don't get married, kid. You gotta keep your... Got any advice for any fighters? Don't get hit. All right, that's... yeah, stop doing
it. I was on so many drugs, I don't remember, God damn it.
Henry Cejudo, you fought like a fucking pussy. I was embarrassed to be an American.
God damn, we're just coming with the bangers without you, Don. Oh, God bless.
How was the fight? He was sneaky, like the Chinese. So, anyway, I did a show last night, and I'm in Arizona, and this woman came, and she was wearing gloves. And I remember her from last time, because I was like, why are you wearing gloves? Her fingers fell off, because she has diabetes, and she also has one leg, because of diabetes. Like a nice older woman. So of course I'm, you know, going to town, having fun, saying she's probably, you know, gives the best nub jobs in here, and just, you know, and she's fucking crying, laughing. The people around her are a little bit like, "What's? Is this okay to laugh?" I can see a lot of people like this laughing with their heads in their hand, you know, in their hands, like they're like this, but because they don't know. But she's dying. She's a great sport, you know. She's like, "I love you," on Gutfeld, this, nap, all this stuff. But
you said she's dying? Was her blood sugar
she's
low?
Dying? That's fine for you.
I don't know. Yeah, she seemed healthy for someone with no arms and one leg. I mean, she was definitely the healthiest. No arm, one. I mean, but I said, like, as far as getting head, you know, because I do a joke about how guys tap girls' heads when they want a blowjob, and I would never do that. I just push up and I jump up. But I said, you know, to her boyfriend, you don't want to tap her head because her head might come off, you know, and then you're just stuck with a head. She was having a great time. The people around her were a little bit not like. Yeah, I think they were a little sensitive, but eventually everybody caught on. Bill, you ever have someone like that, like a handicapped person or in the front?
Yeah, they love it. I feel like handicapped people love being made fun of more than anyone else. And if they're in the front, they're doing it because they want to be mocked.
Yeah.
No one's going to be in a wheelchair in the front
right. I wouldn't even say mocked, though. You're like doing, you know what I mean? Like
including them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. They always including them by mocking them.
Yeah.
Yes.
You do crowd work like that too, Bill?
A little bit, not like Adam. Adam's a master.
No, Chris, Bill's crowd work is like him completely getting himself into a hole by being like too honest. You know, like telling a girl that she's like a four when she really is a four, and then trying to get himself back the entire show.
Bro, I had a funny
and
crowd
failing.
Work. I had a funny crowd work the other day. Well, you know how I just yell all the time anyway, so it doesn't really give the person the time to talk, or if they're nervous, they don't talk back. So I'm like, "Oh, sir, what do you do for work?" And then I figured out, "Oh, he's one of the comics." And I went, "Oh, you're a comic. Oh, you are black. I am white. There are many differences between our cultures." Boom, crowd work. Jason, oh, the room lit up, bro. They fell out laughing, bro. I was just giving monologues, doing crowd work. You, sir, probably Indian. Boom, crowd work. I just fucking nailed it.
I feel like you've always been like a master at being like an alpha male alternative.
No, that's not the right word. No, don't fucking call me alpha male, bro. I'll fuck you up. I'm sigma male.
All right, sigma male alternative comic. Where like,
well, here's the thing, right? Okay, I didn't get it until recently, Adam. Okay, to me, if I don't look at it like stand-up comedy, if I look at it being in my old ghetto neighborhood and having to like joke around to not get jumped, that's the fucking mode, bro. I'll be up there just, oh yeah, this is perfect. Like I was about, or to pick a fight with somebody, but then win with jokes, ha ha ha, and then, well. pinch and release. Tend to, you know, because my whole childhood was spent at a new neighborhood, surrounded by a bunch of new ghetto kids to like fucking, oh, all right, here we go. So if I put myself back in when I reinvented myself as JJ, yeah, there's only one J in my fucking name. But when I moved to the new ghetto neighborhood, I was like, now I'm JJ.
And I spent like the whole 2 years as JJ. Like, I think people, you always think of like New York as like, oh, a tough place to live, but Atlanta.
No. Look, and not even Atlanta. And before that, in North Carolina was the wild one where, you know, it was like all Army kids and all Army kids whose dad was in like the fucking high speed kind of crazy shit. I never thought about it that way either. Is that my dad and their dads were all in the same type of go to war guys? So it's a bunch of crazy little kids because their daddy is crazy too. So they're like kind of, I never thought about it. It's on purpose. The government puts all you wild kids together to see who's the tough ones. And then you go to the Army after that. Like they're forming.
No, I've been all over the country. I've been to pretty much every state doing comedy, and certain places actually stick out. Fayetteville, North Carolina, which they call Fayette-Nam. Like how many places do they call Fayette-Nam? Do they have like one? And that was a different kind of poor. The area,
you know what though? It's not so much that it's poor. It's just there's a wealth disparity, right? And it's like strange. The dividing lines are not so stark, right? Like it's like, okay, there's a McDonald's. On the left side is the hood. And then on the right side, oh, there you go. It's fucking nice neighborhood. And so it's like a blurry line. And then so you got the – and I kind of lived right on that line, right? Like my parents like bought the nice house, but in the neighborhood that started to went downhill.
Yeah.
You know, they connected. It was funny because there's a big swath of forest. And on the other side was this kind of hood-ass neighborhood. And one day, the developers just came and knocked that forest down, drained the swamp, and connected our neighborhoods. And then it went gangbuster hood. I was getting a lot of street fights then. And, you know.
No, when I was there, I Googled, like, I was there for a night to do comedy. I Googled, like, local strip clubs. And one came up that was just at some girl's house.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. Regulations are kind of lax out there.
Like...
Oh, no, bro. I was 17, right? Or maybe 15. 15. Skateboarding? Okay. So you think about what businesses proliferate inside of an Army base suburb, right? I was thinking about it. I had a shaved head. So my dad's fatigue. Like, you know, Army pants, but cut off. And I was skateboarding downtown. Now, the businesses that flourish are strip clubs at girls' houses. And, you know, because it's all Army dudes. They need something to do. Tattoo shops, that kind of shit, you know?
Yeah.
And, man, I was such a dope, okay? And this goes down to the Hall of Fame of just missing the fucking bus. I'm like, skateboarding downtown. A nice little Asian lady snatches me into this bar. And I'm like, here, come here, buy me drinky. And I, bro, I'm sitting there, shit eating grin. A fucking nice lady is fucking stroking on me. I don't even know what to say. She's like, buy me drinky. And I'm like, man. And I finally admit, 15, I ain't got no money. Bro, she threw me out so fast.
Yeah, of course.
It was awesome. It was like, I didn't even know what was going on. That's how dopey I was.
Don, are you listening to this? Can you hear this?
Yeah, I hear it. Yeah, I'm getting having a good time.
Oh. All right. So let's talk about Ben Askren. You guys see the picture of him?
No, what happened?
There's video of him coming out of a concentration camp.
Oh, dude. So he took a picture of him he posted it. Dude, I almost started crying when I saw this picture.
No, you didn't see the video, bro? I was watching the video on the toilet. It was a tearjerker, bro. He was, you know, he was manning up and talking through it and smiling. But, man, he lost 40 pounds. Yep, okay, that's the video.
You guys can see the picture.
No, that's a video.
The video, yeah. Bill, you see this?
Yeah. I mean,
So
bro, the height of technology
sir, you have to be off your phone.
So here, see if you can hear this. Yeah, so he
I'll explain. 40 pounds the guy lost, maybe 50. He said he's 147. He hasn't been that, since he was a little kid. I watched man, I watched it with volume full up, dude. And yeah, he man, you could see he deteriorated. A double lung transplant, which means he's gonna have to be on some meds the rest of his life. Hopefully he got like a Marab's kind of lungs in there, But it was touch and go there. He died, he said, for 20 seconds. His heart stopped. So this guy has legitimately been to the other side and back now. So
He died four times.
He'll he's a tough motherfucker though. He's a wrestler. Whatever. He'll be back. You know what I mean? He'll be on the mat eventually. It's just it's gonna be tough. You gotta fucking maybe get that rehab food going where he gains about fucking 50 pounds, man. He really went through some hell. That's your bro, right? Where does he live?
Yeah, he lives in Wisconsin. We've been friends forever. I mean, he's a great guy, funny as hell, smart, great, great with kids, family guy, great.
Yeah, the guy is a champion for
Like
real. Yeah.
anything you could say good about a person, you could say about Ben Askren. But to seeing that picture, man, like, because I visited friends who had cancer before, and they were on their way out right before they died, and you see their face, and it's so heartbreaking.
No, but see, to me, it's like, all right, I my heart hurts for him, but to see him right there after hearing what he went through. And his color looks good.
But
Like
the
it's
first,
weird.
I'm saying, but the first visual
Of course.
of me just scrolling on my
Yeah.
Instagram,
Yeah.
blah 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 blah, hot chick, girl with tits, this, that, and then you're like, what the,
No. The reason I made that joke was I literally thought it was one of those, like, oh, this guy got out of the concentration. You know what I mean? He just got it from a hostage situation. No, nothing, bro. Cut his fucking chest open and slap some new lungs in him. I look.
Don, did you see the Askren picture video?
Yeah, I actually got mad on Facebook and told a dude it wasn't funny because I thought he took a picture of someone that was dying and said this has been Askren, like trolling, And then I found the video and I wouldn't have known it was him if I hadn't heard his voice, man. Like it is, that is, I never liked Ben Askren, but that's terrible, man. Like I don't think it's funny to make fun of it. I don't, that's one of the few things I don't make fun of or whatever. He looks bad, man.
You know what's crazy, Sean, about you, what I like about you, but also is funny? Like anytime somebody dies, you always preface, well, I never liked the guy anyway. But then
Yeah.
you say something good about him. Like
Right.
you'd be the worst at a funeral.
Yeah. No, what do you mean? He's writing my eulogy. I want him to write it now so it's ready.
I don't know if I told you guys, I was saying, I put on Twitter one day, I may have sent it to you. I said, a lot of people say that Brendan Schaub's not funny. A lot of people say that he's a coattail rider. A lot of people say this, a lot of people say that. And then I just left it at that. I didn't finish it with anything else.
No.
I
Hey,
just
just
was.
so you know, hey, just so you know, I've been stealing that format, Sean. I said I was coming from the Korean restaurant the other day, and I was like, yeah, they say Asian people can't drive.
Just stop.
So that's it. Period.
I like how we're inventing.
They
I'm kind
say
of
it.
inventing new ways to do comedy. Like it's just, you, it's just, that's hilarious. Like
No,
you.
but I just like that Sean McCorkle style. It takes the onus off of you. You're saying, yeah, they say Asian people can't drive.
No,
I'm not saying
I
that.
knew McCorkle was different when me and him were
You looked
battling.
at his mongoloid face?
Well,
Sorry, sorry.
that and when he told me, "Hey, I fucked your dad," because the fact that he told me he banged my dad, like he goes, not only did he fuck my, now my dad's gay. Like he's doing like that's basically 3D just chess right
No,
there.
but he's so seductive, Sean McCorkle. You don't get it. You think he's just funny, but he's a seductress.
You guys, I didn't want to copy you guys this. It was too much to try to understand, but I had a, when you run a construction business or home remodeling thing, you have these guys hit you up all the time. Long story short, what they're doing is they work for a property management company. They're
Never been
siphoning
a
off
long
a
story short,
job.
by the way. Any of one of his stories has never been short, but go
It'll be quick. They're siphoning off jobs, the property management employee is, and he'll say, hey, I'm going to pay you with my personal credit card if that's okay. Fix this thing at Best Buy, and then my company will reimburse me. Well, he's just charging Best Buy 2,000, paying me $800, keeping the $1,200 difference, and they don't know the difference. Anyway, so this guy hits me up. It turned into a four-hour-long text conversation. He got so mad to the point he was calling me, and I started, like, he was Indian. I could tell he was Indian. And I started saying he sounded like a Pakistani because they don't like that. They don't want to be thought to be Pakistani. So I just kept going. So it went to the point that I drove all the way to the Dollar Tree from my house that he was trying to get me to do that and talk to the manager and told him this guy is trying to do something like slick. So he called the management company. It was amazing. You guys, you would have to have been there to see it. But yeah, I spent an hour of my day just canceling that guy's little side scam to beat him.
If I had all the money in the world, I would just move Sean into a small town and just videotape him. Like, it's a nice small town. And with, like, day one, there's, like, all of a sudden there's a pit bull, you know, thing.
No. You know what it is? No. It will be a reverse Truman Show. It's like we filmed Sean fucking up an entire town. You know what I mean? Scam alert. Yes, crushing scammers, posting job listings, saying that the Mexican cowboy is stealing his fucking wife's underwear.
But he has his, but like you, Jason or Don, maybe not Bill. He has his own code of ethics. Like he won't go to a strip club because he won't let his kid go to a strip club. Like he would never cheat on his wife. He never cheated on anybody. But then he does the most fucked up other things that you're like, I can't believe anybody. Like,
but it's all from your point of view.
If you follow the McCorkle code of ethics, like. He is like the righteous hammer of justice coming down on all these assholes who's ripping him off.
I had an argument with ChatGPT the other day. I told him if I want to take over a town like Brad Wesley and Roadhouse, give me the first 10 steps I need to make. And it kept asking me, is this hypothetical or real? And I was like, hypothetical. So it started telling me, ingratiate myself with local law enforcement, like speak to JCPenney to try to get them to come to town. It was giving me all these things. It was hilarious. And at the end, I told ChatGPT that I was actually going to do it, and it threw a fit. Like, I actually argued with ChatGPT.
ChatGPT, so my buddy's like, you know, I'm up every night writing 5 hours of jokes, you know, going through 97 articles. And my friend's like, oh, you ever use ChatGPT? I'm like, nah, I don't want to do it. Don't, you should try that, right? So it was something about, like, it was a trans girl, you know, won a race in bicycle racing. And I'm like, hey, chat, will you give me a joke about trans people? It's all from the perspective of the woke. Like, yeah, all these people think it's hard, blah, blah, blah. Well, you lost to a trans person. Aha, uh-huh. Maybe you should have worked harder. And I'm like, yeah, I'm sure it was her having a penis and not her 97 hours of hard work. That I'm like, dude, what the fuck? Who would make? And then I'm like, all right, give me a trans joke in Andrew Dice Clay's voice, how Dice Clay would make it. And then it's like, hey, I'm sure it's you just suck because you lost to a trans person. Hey-o! Like, it just does. Hey
bro, life pro tip when using AI, all right? If you want to get, like, anti-woke, you got to go Grok. It's Mecha Hitler now. You haven't heard?
Yeah, it is. It's really different, man. Like, really different. I'll tell you one. I don't know if I told you this, Adam. I was going to tell you on the way to Las Vegas when we was flying out there, I was messing around with my son Trey, and I told ChatGPT to do it, like have me and Adam Hunter roast each other in each of our styles. And I was saying, like, Adam's crowds, like it was having me say stuff like Adam's crowds, you know, do this or that. And then it would have you say to me, like, McCorkle's so fat, like the most hurtful shit ever, dude. Like, I mean, like, really, like, and so. Then I was like, give me more. And it was like, the first time McCorkle walked to the ring, Bruce Buffer just said, oh, boy. Like, that's all. So I was like, dude, what the, like, it was the wittiest, most hurtful, hateful shit ever. And everything was about me being fat and, like, having no cardio. And I was like, I asked it, why do you think I'm fat? Like, where did you get that information? Like, to the AI thing or whatever? And it was like, well, I mean, you're fat. Like, it's like saying an NFL lineman is small for a lineman. It's comparative, you know? And then it continued just roasting me with the most hateful. I'll send you guys some screenshots, the most hateful shit ever. And all mine to you are real lame. Like, Adam's haircut sucks. Like, it was the worst. And it was like, and Adam would reply, yeah, the only thing that sucks is your cholesterol's 900. Like, it was just like, I was just like, dude, what the why do you keep going back to the same well over and over again? So,
did you guys watch? All right. So, I actually did research last night for this show. Did you guys watch Conor McGregor at the BKC? Well, first of all, at the BKC.
Hollywood! All right, gotta be bugger. It's time to put on this promo. Yeah, I saw it.
All right, so first of all, BKFC, I don't know where they're getting this money.
You dance for me, boy. You dance for me on October 11th. That's your date.
All right, so first of all, BKFC is having a...
Baddest Bitch tournament?
A tournament that's having $25 million tournament, right? First place gets $15 million. Second place, $1 million. Third and fourth, $500,000. Fifth to eighth, $300,000. 9th to 16th place, 200,000.
Whose money are they burning, man? That's like Abu Dhabi money.
Alternates 50K, right? So that's crazy, right? I mean, that's right. Let's talk about that for Jason. Whose money are they burning?
I don't know, bud. Listen, maybe they're making it back in pay-per-view buys. Don't they have a little app?
It's $5 a month. It's the most.
Yeah. Listen, their business model is forget about us business model, because it's like every once in a while Conor McGregor will pop back up and get everybody hyped, but the reality is that everyone forgot they had the BKFC app and they're paying $5 a month. Brilliant. They better spec in stopping people from using that Rocket or whatever it is that tells you what apps that you have.
Yeah, because
Rocket Money,
I think they're still charging my ex $5 a month.
I didn't know Bill was with us. I thought that was Adam just saying that in a weird voice.
Oh, like, no. Oh. Bill's with us. And Don Fry is with us, but has not talked the whole time because we can't see him. Game time. NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you can do is go to an NFL playoff game, okay? You get to go with other fans. You have fun. You take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value, okay? Make it, you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable, all right? You pick an upcoming game, you browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events, all right? They have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price, to get great seats. They have the super deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat views, so you're not like stuck behind a goalpost or you're sitting in the parking lot, whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, et cetera. All right, go to Game Time Picks, all right? They make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now. And we don't know if his internet's working. Right, Don?
I've been talking, and the way you say it acknowledges me. So I don't know what's going on.
We can't hear you. We haven't heard a thing.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, maybe it's good. I've been insulting that fat guy down there in the bottom lower right corner. You know?
I swear, this is the first time we heard you.
You mean that YN with the blue shirt?
What have you been saying to the guy that
Grimace lowered the cameras and we see
Grimace wasn't blue. Did you guys tell my allergies? Good Lord,
Cookie Monster would be better.
I feel like Don's one of those guys that can read the phone book, and it's funny. I'm so jealous of those people. That
if only he could read.
Corey Holcomb, there's like Norm McDonald, there's like I could probably say a handful of people, John Lovitz, were like people that are just funny just because they're just funny, like they just talk and it's fucking funny. And I put Don Fry in that same category. All right, so Conor McGregor.
People,
Well, as you can see beside me and in front of me, some of the baddest men and women to ever grace planet Earth. This is what we're about here at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, the alien of combat sport. And may we rise up the night sky and rain down blows viciously on all our deniers.
All right, so I've done coke once in my life.
You know, he thinks he's William fucking Shakespeare. I get it. I love it, bro. I love this cocaine energy.
He's Billy Shakespeare. He's Billy Shakespeare.
Yep, exactly.
Now, Jason, as somebody who might have done coke more than once.
I smelled it a few times. Yeah, I'm not saying that.
How much cocaine is he on?
I don't know, bro. Listen, he could be jacked up on all kinds of stuff, including fucked up energy drink. Use code Mayhem for 10% off. But, you know,
Wait, hold on. What's it called?
Jason,
I'll get this. What's this called for real?
Bucked up energy drink.
BUCKEDUP?
Yeah.
And then you get money for it?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I announce it to you that
Ben Askren out of bed.
I heard that one.
Wait, what'd he say?
Damn it.
Jason,
all I heard was Ben Askren. I was afraid what the punchline was.
He said he did enough cocaine to get Ben Askren out of bed.
Oh. Ben would love that joke. Ben would have loved that joke. You know what's going on?
Put your Don Fry shirt. Put your Don Fry shirt and cover the screen. But cover the screen. That's right. Don Fry. Comedy genius.
He get enough cocaine to get Ben Askren out of bed. All right. So here we go.
For the big gloves. So let's get going, bare knuckle. Let's go, Florida. And let's announce some incredible matchups, some shock signings, and the most lucrative tournament in all of combat sport, where we crown in an open weight the baddest man on the planet. Let's go, give it up. Come on.
I mean, he is getting people pumped.
You
can't. You
know what's sad is press conferences for like Bellator and small promotions like that, there's like four people there. So he was doing that for four or five people with little notepads, still writing with a pencil for some reason. But they were probably just afraid.
Yeah. So Dana White wants to do the UFC at the White House, right? And Donald Trump said they're going to do it next July 4th weekend. And Dana said he might get Conor McGregor and John Jones on the card. Both might have to get pardoned before the fight by Trump for whatever they're doing. But
they will guarantee they will find cocaine again at the White House if they between the two of them.
But John Jones retired. And then after hearing about the White House, he's now unretired and he's back in the testing pool.
Well, I mean, look, they have a lot of closets at the White House.
Yes. It's going to be, first of all, I did a whole thing about how, like, you know, Bill Clinton wants to like rub down, be the Vaseline girl, you know, person for the girls, and how, it's just going to be Nancy Pelosi's going to use her face as the leather gloves. I mean, it just,
did they say there's a lot of closets at the White House?
Nobody laughed. I mean, I just don't have jokes.
I just wonder which one Bruce Buffer will be in if he's doing the announcing.
I was waiting for that. And then, I don't know if you guys saw that Mike Perry got into a fight at this thing that he had to break up.
Imagine that.
Jordan glazed over the Mike Perry and Conor McGregor like weird tension.
Yeah.
Well, so I guess McGregor. Oh, okay. So here we go. McGregor is going to fight this guy who's good. I hate to say it about Mike Perry. I like Mike Perry a lot. Him losing to Jake Paul. Ugh.
Well. But Jake Paul is like two weight classes up. Like, it was so weird they even did that. And Mike Perry is a bad motherfucker for taking that fight. But the dude is so much bigger, it's hilarious.
Plus, it wasn't bare knuckle boxing, it was boxing. Yeah. But I still think it kind of took away some steam. But anyway, here we go. Mike Perry and Dave Mundell, who's the champion, with, of course, they put Conor McGregor in between them.
It's basically two real bad motherfuckers right here. See what the realest motherfuckers in the game right here. I already said that many a time. I got real respect deep down. Fucking go get it. Go get it. Go get it. No. Don't do it.
That's pretty mild.
I like how Connor went from you're the baddest motherfucker. Hey, guys, don't do that. Come on, stop.
He goes, first he says, go get him. Go get him. Don't do that.
I like how he's in the Michael Jackson pose right there.
Montel!
Yeah, that was – so that was that. Man, I mean – there's not, I mean, I'm going to watch Mike Perry fight anytime he fights. He's one of those guys that, like, yeah. And then you guys know who Christine Ferreira is? So she's the bare knuckle champion. She's the bare knuckle queen. She's a badass. She did MMA for a while. And, like, I don't know. She just kind of was like, this is her calling. Like, this is bare knuckle is her calling. And she's fighting this other girl who's like a, kind of an Instagram hottie. And, but she doesn't think so. So I'll show you guys how that press conference went. This bare knuckles, they definitely got something. I'm not really sure what, but they definitely have something.
Is there any word on who's backing them financially? Has anyone ever heard anything or saw anything? Somebody with big money's doing it.
So this is how their press conference went.
Not how the beef started. The beef started
because
you and your ghetto ass team with a bunch of motherfucking ratchets. And
ghetto
I got something for you.
Yo, I need to chill out a little bit.
Fuck off, little bitch.
Listen, I see Mundell Perry, Corey Affair,
champion of motherfucking ratchets.
Shit.
Period. Period. That's all you are, champion of ratchets.
Knock
bitch.
Your ass out for
That's
free.
All. Shut the fuck up. You and your team. Fuck you and your team, bitch. Fuck you and your team. You're a fucking ratchet. You fucking ratchet. Go suck more dicks. That's why you can't make weight. You got too much cum in your throat, bitch.
So yeah,
is that a girl on the right?
Jerry. Jerry.
Yes, that's the girl on the right, Christine.
Oh, I was so—I really thought that was a dude. I was so confused.
I think I banged that dude in '96.
She's a badass fighter, though. I think she's undefeated in bare knuckle boxing. She's the champion.
Yeah, I would guess so. She got a higher testosterone than you.
Yeah.
That girl, hey, that girl's transitioning whether she knows it or not, dude. It's our swag. Tiny shrunk, she got a clit like that. You know, it's something new, bro. It's not, we live in the future, bro. That's a cybernetic woman right there.
I've never heard anyone say you've missed weight because you have too much cum in your throat. And I've heard a lot of shit.
What the fuck?
Although that would explain why Dominic Cruz always could make weight at the last minute. He would just spit out a couple times. He'd spit a couple times and he'd be right on away.
I knew it. I looked at him. Me and Sean made eye contact. And then he smirked right when he was about to say it. That fucking evil smirk. I heard this. I'm not sure if that was Don or his belly. So
yeah, I'm the cookie monster and Don's talking like that. Like, who's the cookie monster here?
Karate Combat is going to have a two-night, eight-man heavyweight tournament. I don't know if you guys saw this. The winner gets to fight Sam Alvey, who is the Karate Combat champion.
That's so badass, bro. And we got to have Sam Alvey when he fucking beats that guy's ass. Is Sam Alvey just chilling doing push-ups while everyone else is fighting the fucking life for an eight-man tournament?
And it's actually really good fighters in it too. It's a bunch of.
I saw the card. Bring it up because I was like, oh shit, that's kind of a badass to like a Kumite tournament.
That's what I'm actually wondering, Jason. Because I'm like, Jason's in good shape. I think you could win a lot of these.
Just get in there, fucking off the couch. And are you gonna buy me a fucking? That's what you're getting advertisements for. Your algorithms, fuck.
Karate Combat is going with the Last Man Standing tournament. And they're having they're having back-to-back four title fights, including the return of Aileen Pereira, who's the younger sister of former UFC champion Alex Pereira.
Oh yeah. Hey, which man is brave enough to go bang his sister? I'm interested in it. I don't care who wins the tournament. I want to know who fucking finger blasts her in the locker room after. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then that's a fucking, you know what I mean? Danger seeking dude, you know, get that left hook.
Competing in the tournament will be Tim Johnson, who I liked him a lot. He's the guy that was the bouncer at a strip club, Army veteran. He was in the UFC. He was in Bellator. Alan Belcher. Alan Belcher had like 80 years old right now, but he's fucking jacked. Glory kickbox champion, Saulo Cavallari, and Bellator, Daniel James. Yeah, the winner will fight on Zach Pagawa. He's also a former UFC guy. So yeah, these guys are all going to fight. Which is, it's going to be a fun. McCorkle, what do you think of this?
Is that an 8-man tournament with 6 guys on the poster? I
don't know. No, this 8. 1, 2.
I couldn't, it was blocking my view. Yeah, I couldn't see. Yeah, I don't know, man. What are the rules in karate combat? I saw Sam Alvey beats Tyron Spong up, but I can't, or Sponge, as you know him.
Right. Ground, yeah. It's like ground game. They fight in a pit. It's a ground game, but only for like, until you stop punching or damage, I guess. I don't know. I'm not sure that actually.
I think if you knock a guy down, then you could like pounce on him. But yeah. But I believe there's no takedowns. So
that's a blurry ass line, bro. Yeah. I have a lot of takedowns. Don't look like takedowns. It's like you know what I mean? What's the matter?
No, I'm laughing at like some of these. I remember Mike Perry had a promotion that was like, we're going to keep making up the rules as we go along. Yeah.
I know. It's a wild time in MMA right now. Yeah.
And BKFC signed Yoel Romero, Thiago Santos, and Derek Brunson.
Wow. Bro, like I said, I don't know. I don't want to talk bad about their business model, but it sounds like they're getting some traction. You know, I don't know. Like you guys said, burning money, but I don't know. I think the acquisitions are kind of inexpensive comparatively when you get everybody forgetting that they're paying $5 a month.
And then I
just can't get over the fact that their owner's name is like David Feldman and he looks exactly like Corey Feldman. Like, what are the chances?
Well,
his
brother does celebrity boxing.
Dude, I thought that they were brothers. I thought
they are.
His brother.
They are brothers.
Yeah. Wait,
Corey Feldman's his brother?
No, not Corey Feldman. Damon and David.
No, Corey Feldman, I'm pretty sure, is his brother, bro. They play in a band together. I seen David Feldman at the drum kit.
Oh, speaking of which, have you guys seen what SeaWorld is doing?
Yeah, they're torturing orcas. I love it.
They're having concerts now with like the Ying Yang Twins and all these, like, they're having all these hip hop concerts at SeaWorld. Have you guys haven't seen this?
Got a room wide open. See so much.
Dude, it's not
room.
Here, let me see. Let me see if I can see through.
Oh, killer. She's squeaking. She's a dolphin wet. She's squeaking. She's a dolphin wet. Like a dolphin.
That's perfect. All right, so here, look, dude, this is actually at SeaWorld. What's going on right now?
Wait, I thought these were the cruises that you fucking performed on. Oh, what? To the window, to the wall, to the sweat drop down my balls. Oh, these bitches crawl. I can't hear a fucking sound on that YouTube video, bro.
You can't hear a sound?
Huh?
You can't hear a sound?
Nope, nothing. Good. I'm glad it's content blocked.
Wait, can you?
The sing.
Oh, because it's he's singing exactly along with what's going on. Let me see. Ying Yang. Yeah. So they have a whole, I don't know who started doing this, but they're geniuses.
Yo, when you take away the animal torture from SeaWorld, you got to get there and torture some black guys.
Dude.
I just think it's odd that you can't tell the difference between what's going on at SeaWorld right now and a carnival cruise.
But, dude, yeah. Hold on. Ying Yang twirled. Ying Yang had SeaWorld lit. All right. Hold on. Can you hear it now? Hold on.
It was, I can't hear anything. It was just singing exactly what I was singing, so it doesn't matter, bro.
Oh yeah. So the Ying Yang Twins
MMA.
But that's so weird that you could hear the other thing though.
No, I couldn't hear anything.
No, but I'm saying you can hear that girl saying
really want to hear what these girls had to say because I'm so thirsty for like this racially charged sexuality.
Oh, so but I'm saying you can hear the cum in the throat and all that stuff, right?
Man, could I?
Yin Yang, hold on, SeaWorld. Yeah, so whoever is in charge of SeaWorld concerts, they're doing a whole thing. Like,
oh, hey, no, I looked this up. It's actually a guy named John Bernthal.
You know? This here? No, nobody can hear. That's fucking crazy.
Don, no. You're a big Yin Yang fan, twin, aren't you? Or a fan, aren't you? All right. We can't hear Don.
Yeah. Big time, yeah.
So, yeah. So SeaWorld is
doing it.
Whoever doing it is, wait, so you actually know the person doing it for real?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, John Rosenthal, better known as Lil John in the East Side Bar. Yeah, yeah, bro. This is even worse. I can't hear anything, see anything.
So fucking weird. All right. Anyway, so SeaWorld has a whole up concert thing where they're doing everybody. They're doing all these like upcoming. They're having like what's his name? Bubba Sparks is doing there, and they're having I Love the '90s. And yeah. So by the way, whoever did that is amazing. SeaWorld, keep it up. Because I had no idea that hip hop.
I want to get booked on this, bro. I want to rap along with Bubba Sparks, bro.
SeaWorld concert. Okay, let me see what we got. SeaWorld concert, City Storm.
Huh?
Yeah, so they're, yeah, all blah, 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 blah. SeaWorld concerts are coming up. Continue to say. Jammin' 95. Okay, so they have Soulja Boy and Bow Wow coming up at SeaWorld. Fat Joe. They have Waka Flocka, followed by I Love the 90s, which Young MC, Rob Bass, Naughty by Nature, and Color Me Bad. Trina, Genuine, so is coming up. And then they have the Turnt Up Tour, which is Petey Pablo, Paul Wall, Jaquan, and Bubba Sparks.
That's the one. That's my all white boy rappers, you know what I mean? They evaporated in the SeaWorld now. Hey, I maybe could get backstage that one. I might, you know what? If I fucking do the Mayhem Stripe again, I think I could get in anywhere. They'd be like, oh, Mayhem. Yeah.
Dude, Chris, who wouldn't want to go to these, like, see dolphins?
What do you mean? Whales? Look at the fucking family four pack right now, dog. I'll go.
Can you imagine how expensive those tickets would be if this was 30 years ago?
Yeah, but like, there'd be no whales involved. I mean, how could you go wrong?
Well, no, Fat Joe will be there.
That was perfect. That was fucking perfect.
Back.
That was perfect. Yeah, I mean, I'm all for this, dude. I think that this is great. Also, okay, so I'm looking up stories for Gutfeld, right? Have you guys seen this in Poland? You've been to Poland, Sean, right?
Yeah, multiple times.
Poland for 6 months. You just forget about me?
Oh, you really? Why were you in Poland for 6 months?
I was running from the law.
In Poland?
Yeah.
Please elaborate a little bit.
I wouldn't like to get into specifics, but I stayed out there and I trained and until I had to go to my court case. But yeah, I stayed out there, trained, fucking did a good training camp. In fact, one of my guys, Mateusz, is back from Poland right now. He trained with Conor McGregor's camp. He trained with Ilya Topuria's camp.
Wait, so, were you with that guy who was like the nicest guy ever I met at your house, who was the DJ?
Oh, what?
The guy you sponsored to get in the U.S.? He was like the Polish warrior.
Bob Szczynski?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, what about him? But he's like Canadian Polish. I was letting him escape from Canada.
He's a really nice guy.
He's the greatest, yeah.
You know, after I beat Pujanowski in the post-fight press conference, I said, how many Polacks does it take to beat Sean McCorkle in a fight? And I said, apparently more than one, even if it's the strongest one. And nobody liked it.
Hey, bro, I got weird Eskimo brothers with Pudanowski. His wife, I don't know. She was, I got her into mixed martial arts.
He's married?
Or whatever she is.
Huh.
I mean, he's definitely something. All right, so, all right.
Oh, the Polish bare knuckle guys. Hey, my guy is one of these guys.
So the Polish bare knuckle boxers are protecting the borders now. So
What?
they took it upon themselves. So of they don't like a Polish bare knuckle boxing troop has vowed to join the ranks of vigilante groups taking to policing the nation's borders from illegal immigration, right? And they go in a promotion video featuring bare-chested fighters, Gromda, a self-described underground fighting club or modern gentleman in Warsaw, declared, "We defend Polish borders so no one can sneak in on the sly. So all you want to be tough guys, enter at your own risk." And they go, "This is Poland. We keep order. We take care of our own. Because if you want one of us, you work honestly and follow the rules. Everything is smooth. But if you come in with a shady tan face, trying to barge in like a thug, there's no entry. Get lost, or you'll catch a beating and get kicked out."
Where were those guys in 1942? You know, because Germany invaded Poland. All right.
That's brilliant and correct. Jason, do you know these guys?
Yeah, I know these guys. Yeah, I told them. I get what they're saying. Look, they took in over 2 million Ukrainian refugees, right? The Poland is like packed out with refugees right now, and then now there's like war trying to come from the Middle Eastern conflict. And that's where that tan face thing comes in, I think. So now they're like, bro, enough is enough. Like, stop. Stop.
I heard they're teaming with the gypsies because they live on the outskirts of town over there, and they'll be able to tell them when anybody's trying to sneak across.
Do you think they said tan face, or that was just a bad way of like it?
In my experience, it's like a very floral language where like they say like, man, a lot of syllables and a lot of like explanation. They're very like, I don't know, the people are smart. The language is really advanced. It's like a mix of a lot of languages from ancient times, and it translates strange. Every time I put a
Yeah.
Google Translate, it doesn't go exactly as planned.
Because I said, I go, the joke I made was like, I guess Jersey Shore is canceling their, Spring Break Warsaw this year. I mean, tan face like stuck out as like that's the joke right there.
Mistranslate. I'll get to the bottom of this because Mateusz is like is Polish. You know, he'll tell me what that meant. But maybe it did mean something racist because pretty conservative country.
Dude, there was a fight one time when Vernon Forrest was fighting Mayorga, and then all of a sudden Mayorga, it was the first round, and Mayorga ended up winning that fight. He came in smoking cigarettes, drinking beers, but no one knew what he was doing because he was throwing gang punches from all angles, and those are probably anyway. So first round, he sits on his stool, and you could hear him talking in Spanish, and then the translator, and then the guy goes, blah, 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 and you can clearly hear him say like the N-word, but all you heard was like the translator going, "That black guy hits hard." You're like, that's not what he said. But okay, I understand why what's going on here.
It won't be long before tan face will be called the TF word.
In Spanish, negro means black. Okay.
Oh, right. Oh, maybe he did. I don't know. I don't know.
The N-word. This whole time, your memory's corrupted. He just said negro.
Oh, maybe. Oh, you're right. You know what, Jason? Yeah, I think you have a good point there. Now, Tim Kennedy, you guys see what happened with him?
Yeah.
Hilarious. Like, what the hell? You know what I mean? And what's even funnier is the fighter and the kid guys defending it, like saying he was a Batman, but was put on Superman's cape, Brian said. I thought that was pretty apt metaphor. But also, too, like Tim Kennedy is like, you know, heroic dude that like had to pump himself up to like super heroic for some reason. I don't get that at all, man.
So you fought Tim, what, twice?
Yeah.
And you beat him once, lost once, or you beat him twice?
Yeah, I
Bill
lost.
says he won both, but I don't know.
Well, now I won.
He said he says he won both.
Yeah, I beat him. I beat him when like in a big show, a bigger show, but in smaller shows, I got kneed in the head a bunch of times. I was on the ground, and that was legal. So he just kept me in that position for a minute, and it was a good fight, but it
Well,
was.
he's strong as hell, and I feel like he's one of those guys that's good at everything, not great at one thing, but because just solid.
Yeah.
But can you explain to me what exactly he lied about, or what?
Well, as I understand it, the people would insinuate, or he kind of led people to believe that he got a bronze star, and he never did. So it's like a weird thing to lie about. And I don't know, he wrote a book with some like war crimes in it, like that he didn't even do, but he like admitted to like shooting women and children, or I don't know, man. The internet is mad at him. The internet.
He was accused of stolen war crimes.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck Valor. He's going to Nuremberg.
What's the difference if he would have? What's the brown star like? If you get the bronze star,
it's like one of the highest medals in the military. You know what I mean? To award it to like living people. You know, and. I don't know, man. He blew it. Like he like turned a lot of people against him with that.
Isn't it pretty easy to find out if you didn't get one? I mean, that's a pretty
exactly. It's like lie about some shit nobody can refute, like you shooting women and children. Oh, whoops, they did that. You know, I liked him and respect him, but I can understand the army and you know military way of pumping up some stories. Like my dad would always start a story like. There I was, and this ain't no shit. You know, he would say it as a joke because, you know, it's fucking easy to get caught up in the heat of battle. And instead of, it was like two guys and a goat herd, it was 50 men out there with fucking machine guns, you know. And so he juiced up all his stories, as I understand it.
I get it. I mean, look, even like when I wrestled, you know, people would be like, oh, he was a state champion. Like I was a four-time class A prep school New England champion. But if I have to say that, so sometimes people are like you state champion, I just go, yeah, state champion. But if I have to say, well, it was prep school, but it wasn't as hard, but they did have post-grad sometimes.
So, that's not what happened. This is like pretty blatant. The bronze star thing is like the biggest, you know, and then it brings into question every other story that's made him a boatload of money. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it was weird. He posted his pool today with like 40 kids in it having a party. You know what I mean? Like, oh, wow. I literally Instagram commented that like, your book bought you this. It kind of inspired me. You know what I mean? Like, oh, well, damn, you know, he wrote a book and he got all this. Like, that's wild. So I got to get on the damn keyboard and start telling about how I won both Tim Kennedy fights.
Don, you're a man's man. What do you think about this? Got it. Sean, your thoughts?
I thought his apology was interesting. He said back, you know, when I first was in MMA or first became a little bit famous, I unintentionally lied about winning 3 Purple Hearts and 4 Bronze Stars, like, or something. Like, not that, but how do you unintentionally make up a story about being a war hero? Like, that's not... But to Mayhem's point about the... I don't know... He said people exaggerate it when it was two guys and a goat. Like, I don't think Bruce Buffer, you don't need to exaggerate any more than that. That sounds perfect for him.
Well, the other guy was Dominic Cruz, obviously.
Right, yeah. So he was, yeah. When I told Bruce Buffer that story, I just told him it was two guys and a goat, and he jizzed. So.
We got like 5 minutes. Should we talk about the UFC fight this weekend or some interesting stories?
Do it at a time?
Don, what do you think about the Tim Kennedy stolen valor story?
I think I wasn't man enough to sign my name and join the military. And I think Tim Kennedy can make any kind of claim he wants, but he was man enough. And if not, he's a Green Beret. They do shit they're not allowed to talk about. So, you know, they've done stuff that, we don't know, and I'm sure what he got medals for actually doing some things,
right?
Know? So
right.
I think anybody who claims he didn't do it is bullshit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, right. I mean, that's the thing where it's like I'm like, well, he was a Green Beret. He did so. It's like.
Look, I forgive, like I said, we got to look at this in context. And like, if you want to be like a absolutist and be like, oh, he's a liar. Dude, everybody's a little bit of a liar. I don't even think he meant to kind of. And plus, like he said, he was man enough.
Everybody exaggerates.
Yeah. So he put the uniform on and deserves the respect for that. So we can take shots and make jokes about him fucking on, you know, pumping up his stats, but whatevs, man. I you gotta have respect for the service.
I fought on the same card as Tim Kennedy at some point. I don't remember what, in the UFC. And I remember Dana White was talking about winning bonus money. You know, he gives you a little speech before, after weigh-ins. And he said, "You want to get paid more, I hear, huh?" And looked over at Tim Kennedy, like being a dick to him because Kennedy was complaining about his paycheck or whatever. And it got really awkward because Tim Kennedy just started laughing when Dana was being serious. And I was like, I don't think you're going to intimidate Tim Kennedy when you're an MMA promoter. You know what I mean? Like, that dude's like, he's done some shit.
Yeah. Oh, my. Dana White looked like wearing baby diapers.
So the story came out today in the Washington Post where there's a group called Clowns Without Borders. They're actually clowns. They're mad at Donald Trump that people keep calling him a clown because it's offensive to clowns. So people are, they want people to stop calling him a clown. So yeah.
Are there accused of Donald Trump of stolen clown valor?
I don't know. Go to clown school. Hey, all of his documents are faked.
You know what? Steve-O was on Brendan Schaub's podcast one time, and he said he went to clown college, and Schaub said, "Is that a 4-year program?" And he really did. And Steve-O goes, "No, it's like 3 weeks, you know, or whatever." But it's, yeah, that shows how much Schaub knows about college. He thought it was a 4-year program to go to clown college.
Hey, Donald Trump did have a cup of coffee with the clown school.
So
that's a really good inside joke.
I know.
So yes, and then this week, tomorrow, the Black Beast is fighting. I don't know if you guys saw this. Tomorrow, there's a good UFC card.
Yeah, don't worry. Mayhem will be sitting fucking ringside. Well, I don't know ringside, but close.
Oh, nice. You're in Tennessee?
Hell yeah, I'm going. I'll be there in the morning.
That's great. Are you doing were you doing tire fights again last week or morgue fights or
didn't see that sweet ass promo I cut?
What fights were you doing?
Bro, you didn't see the sweet-ass promo that I cut? That fucking, I think that Sean showed me it. That's why. Sean showed me it. It was hilarious. Oh, you didn't put it in the group chat, huh? Whatever. I did the tire fucking rest last week. Yeah, the guys dunked themselves in tires. It's pretty badass, but I did like a hilariously homeless promo for it.
Well, I'm happy that I put you guys together, just for the record.
I haven't even talked to the guy in a while, but yeah, the tire fights are like one of the best things ever, dude. Like those guys, Pro League Network is like the funnest, like adventurous stuff, bro. You got to watch it. There's something like good. There's Coffin Wars, which is a strange one where the guys were like pinning each other in coffins and like jumping out of it. It was really exciting. The tire, I had a couple of crazy ones where they dunked them in there, slammed. One guy even got injured. It's a pretty wild injury. And then car jitsu is the other thing on
Pro. Now, the coffin wards, the coffin ones, are the coffins closed? And they have.
It was closed by one of the athletes. It was crazy, dude. It was.
So you have two guys lying down in a coffin.
Yeah, a guy lying down, and you got to escape the coffin. So it made for these crazy, like, life or death scrambles, right? The guy is like trying to not get suffocated.
So you put two guys in a coffin, you close the lid, you put cameras in there, so they have to rest, strangle each other.
Yeah.
And then one guy has to, like, is there tapping or you have to choke the other guy out and then escape the coffin?
I don't know. That was like Mike Perry was making the rules as he goes, I think.
They have to, they got to strangle each other before they run out of oxygen, I think.
Yeah.
Like before they both die and are buried alive.
Now, are you coming up with some of these as well?
You know what? They haven't asked for my suggestions yet. Once they do, it's going to get weird.
Now, but also what's crazy about this is that you could bet on this, right? You can actually make bets on these coffin words and karjitsu. Now, and you know what's also crazy? I read you could bet on the Special Olympics now.
What do you mean? I fucking put all my money on Chop.
Like,
Like, that was for you, Sean McCorkle.
I know, like, I you actually can. There's a new site. People got very upset about this.
What?
That you're allowed to bet on the Special Olympics. Because,
why? Oh, why? Equal rights for equal redaction.
I put all my money on Mongolia taking the gold this year.
Mongolia.
First of all, I've been to Mongolia, and they're very smart over there.
Listen, bro,
the Mongoloids are smart.
They don't like being called Mongoloids. That's a very
naturally.
All right, so Derek Lewis is fighting Talisson Teixeira, who's 8-0 from Brazil. I don't know. I feel like Lewis always has a better shot against these guys. That it seems like jiu-jitsu is that their main thing, but I don't know. But I don't know anything about this guy. Stephen Thompson's on this card versus Bum Theme, who's 17-1. Calvin Kattar versus Steve Garcia and Nate the Train, who looks like he just took, like, you know, 19 hits of meth, is fighting Morgan Cherea. Anything you guys want to comment on any of these guys so far?
Well, I don't know none of this, but whatever. I'm going to have fun. I just hope Derek Lewis gives him the fucking biscuit and the fucking basket.
You always say you'd have to be a Mongoloid to bet against Derek Lewis in a UFC fight. So
it was crazy. I was in Mongolia. I was one of the only six
kids. Yeah, Derek Lewis shows up.
Yeah, I hope he shows up too. Don, this might be the worst Wi-Fi out of the 5 years of the podcast. This might be the worst.
Ever. Don, bro, I don't know what you're doing, man. You need to, like, I don't know, stand closer to the Wi-Fi next show.
Laura Murphy's on this card. She's the one who used to take heroin. Her father died in a plane crash. She started taking heroin. She lost custody of her kid. She started taking a jiu-jitsu course. Fell in love with it. 5 years later, was ranked number one in the world, got custody of like her kid back. She's married to her coach. She's got a great life. She also says she gets great head and she got nice implants. So we got to root for her. So yeah.
Wait, how do you know the head part? Did I just miss that?
Because when I was on stage, I go, "Who here gives good head?" She raised her hand and said she likes getting semen on her boobs.
Oh, you know what, though? But that's self-reporting, okay? I'll be the judge.
Adam didn't believe Bruce Buffer until he proved it either.
Bruce Buffer is not, we don't know he's gay. there's never been, I know Dominic Cruz isn't gay. If he was gay, who cares? But I know the women he slept with. And a few of them are tens. Bruce.
A few of them have 10 inches. Hey, look, bro, I'm just like trying not to come out of my closet, all right?
All right, what do we have coming up, Jason?
Fuck, whatever, bro. What am I going to promote to the 16 people that watch this show?
First of all, we get thousands. Okay, so.
Who knows who we are, B? It don't matter.
All right, thank you. Don, what do you have coming up? All right. Sean, what do you have? What do you have coming up, Don?
I'm going to go up and watch some Ding Dong do his comedy act this weekend up in Phoenix.
Thank you. Yeah, please.
I just got a late invite, you know.
Well, here, Don, I wanted to come visit you.
It's not like I got...
Well, I have the whole family with me, so that's why. Otherwise, I would drive to Tucson, but I don't want to inconvenience you. But I would love to see you. I'll be at the House of Comedy tonight and tomorrow and Sunday in Scottsdale, and then I'll be at the House of Comedy in Canada in New Westminster, July 24th, 25th, 26th, Laugh Factory in Reno, in July 31st.
You're gonna come out today?
What?
You think it's coming out today?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I have a party at the Zero Lounge in Hollywood tonight, the 19th year anniversary of Japan LA.
Oh, that's awesome.
I invite you, but I was like, man.
What's the Zero Lounge?
Zero Lounge, new place that I'm probably going to have a comedy show at pretty soon. So maybe I'll book you.
That's a great name for a place, the Zero Lounge.
Get this. It's 2000s themed.
Oh, nice.
Day theme bar.
So are you going to come out with like 27 Asian girls? And
likely, yes, that will be part of it.
That's awesome. You should do like a reunion. Find all those girls that danced with you back in the day and just like have them come now.
No, I don't want to see my kids.
And McCorkle, anything you want to promote?
No, I would. If I would have known there was a UFC in Nashville this weekend, I would have been going. It's only 4 minutes from, or 4 hours from my house. But I would have probably gone to it. But I did forget to tell you when I was in Las Vegas that on the way out, they stopped me in the x-ray machine, the body scanner, and they showed me where it said I had something, a little small square over my dick and over my butthole on both of them that they needed to check. I swear to God, like on screen, they were like,
I go, the same thing happens to me. I have to get dick rubbed down every time.
That's what, so they have this Mexican guy, it doesn't matter if he's Mexican, but he said, I'm sorry, I have to search you. I said, you have to search my crotch? Like, I don't understand. And he goes, yeah. And said, how are you going to do it? He said, with the back of my hand. And I was like, all right. So he's like putting his back of his hand on my balls. And I said, can you do that a little bit faster? And he didn't like it. And he just like shook his head, got up and walked away and said, I was fine to go. So he didn't even search me. So all you have to do is count on the homophobia of a Mexican TSA agent to go through with whatever.
Yeah, and be 6'11".
Right. Yeah, he really didn't like it. So he did it a little faster, and he was like, like got up and like walked away. So.
I hit him with, turn your hand over.
Right.
This is great advice, guys. Well, listen, you guys are amazing. Hope you have a great weekend. Take care.
Thank you, bro. Let's take it to the show.